coming. The time has come. No longer need economic leaders choose political puppets to do their legislative bidding. Today, they simply buy, bribe, or lie their way into political power. The late Eldridge Cleaver, Minister of Information of the Black Panther Party, once said that when fascism comes to America, it won't need a swastika. It'll be singing Yankee Doodle Dandy and waving American flags. What is fascism? The popular political definition is the union of corporations and the state. Because of naked fear and brute ignorance, America has voted for a new political reality. And although it seemed as if the Republican Party was hurtling towards self-destruction, the Democrats lost what initially seemed like a sure thing. The Democratic Party, whose head honchos ensured the fall of the insurgent candidate, Senator Bernie Sanders, may have also ensured failure by opting for yet another Clinton, remembered now for the ruinous economic impact upon workers because of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. NAFTA spelled the end for any Clinton victory in labor-heavy precincts like Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Ironically, many of the people who voted for Trump were themselves beneficiaries of the Clinton crime bill, which helped establish dozens of prisons in lightly populated rural areas of Pennsylvania, even becoming the largest employer in some counties. I'd wager that over 90% of prison guards voted not for the family that gave them lifetime jobs, Clinton, but for her nemesis, Donald Trump. Not even the personally popular president, Barack Obama, could carry Hillary Clinton across the finish line, for his coattails did not reach that far. Welcome to the new fascism. Unleashed will be the most racist, vicious, and nationalist forces in the country. That's what America First really means. Guess who's last? New fascism, also known as Trumpism, from Imprisoned Nation. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.